It's very intense. And at the start of this season, I was a little bit like, oh, have I kind of peaked too early in the Olympiad? Because I kind of, you know, wasn't quite where I wanted to be. But having, you know, like you say, turned the calendar to 2016, I feel almost revitalised. And with it so near, it's so easy to kind of keep going that extra mile to really grind out every last inch that you can out of yourself, whether it be lifting the biggest weights you can or pulling the best ergo you can. And, you know, there's a real momentum building now.
But that's the key thing, I guess, isn't it? It's building it up at the right level so that you do peak in August and not before.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's where having a good coaching team really helps. You know, I've had a couple of occasions this season where Jürgen's just been saying, you know, that you're doing a good job, like, hold it there, no more. He's saying, you're in a good place, you know, trust me, we're gonna peak at the right time. So it's really nice to have that kind of support behind, so I know that I can commit as much as I can to a particular training session, but there's always somebody there looking over my shoulder kind of saying, you know, that's really good, that's enough, like, hold it there. And obviously Jürgen's reputation precedes him with a gold medal at every Olympics for God knows how long, so, you know, it's really good to have that support there.
At the World Champs last year, you didn't finish on the podium as you wanted, but you did secure a quota place for Rio. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be yourself going. Now you've got to qualify and make sure that you're the one in the boat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was the Olympic qualification regatta was probably the most intense racing I've ever done, and that's because Olympic places were on the line. And now I think we're going to be seeing that kind of intensity again, but amongst ourselves now within the GB team, as everyone's trying to get one over on each other and put in their best possible performance to show, you know, give the selectors a reason why they should be the ones getting that place to get on the plane to Rio.
So what does the timeline look now in terms of qualifying? When will you know I'm definitely going to Rio or I'm not?
I'm not aware of a specific date that I could tell you, like, when I'm definitely know either way, but I know that I've got a training camp for 2 weeks coming up, and that's going to prepare the whole team as ready for the final trials that we have on the 22nd of March. And I think that will be a real key point indicating, you know, whether it's going to be a positive outcome for myself or not.
I've come down to the Team GB, the rowing lake that's been designed specifically for yourselves, about 2,000 metres. And it is a gorgeous setting for somewhere where you have to train maybe 2-3 times every single day. But what do you get from the training camp that you don't get here? Is it just warm weather training, different type of water, maybe a bit flatter?
I'd definitely love to think that it's going to be nice and flat out there, but you can't guarantee the weather wherever you are in the world. But I think it just going on training camps about minimising distractions and maximising recovery. So after a session, we're straight into the dining hall, get some food in, and then we can go and have a lie down and back in our rooms. And there's just no other distractions there. You know, you've got your food prepared for you, and it's all about, like I say, maximising recovery and getting the fuel in as soon as you can. And the coaches kind of up their game a little bit as well, because they're also away from home and away from any distractions they might have in their own lives. And everything's kind of channeling in to trying to make, you know, the boats go as fast as they can.
How hard is it when, as a collective, as Team GB, you've been very successful, but now in this period, you're almost competing against each other? It's a different dynamic, isn't it, in these next few weeks?
It is, and I think, you know, the kind of the veterans amongst the team that have already won Olympic medals will say that this is their least favourite part of an Olympic cycle. You know, when you're competing against people that you're friends with and that you would see, like, outside of the rowing environment, and, you know, as much as you want everyone to do well, there's only a certain amount of places there, and it is really tough, because you know how much hard work everyone's put in, and almost everyone deserves to go, but that's just not the way that goes. That a line has to be drawn, and you need to make sure you're the right side of that. So it's a very tense time. You know, perhaps people will withdraw into their shells a little bit more and just trying to keep themselves to themselves and not leave kind of any weakness exposed.
It's a real test of character as well, isn't it? Not just the physical side of it.
It really is, yeah. I mean, like I say, I've got some good friends myself in the team now that I've been rowing with for a long time, and it's a test of those friendships and, like you say, character to not take anything personally. Like, it is just sport at the end of the day, and it doesn't make you a good or bad person whether you win or lose, and you have to remember that.
This is the Redgrave Pinsent Lake. We don't have these kind of facilities in Lancashire, do we? You didn't start out in rowing. You stumbled into rowing when you were at university. But how much could Lancashire benefit from having a rowing lake like this?
I think rowing's a fantastic sport, and I think the fact that I've kind of stuck with it from being a rugby player really shows like how great a sport I do think it is. And it'd be fantastic if we could, you know, have this sort of facility up in Lancashire. I mean, I always think that Preston Docks would be a great place to set up some sort of water sports centre. And it doesn't necessarily have to be rowing, but get something out there, get the school kids down and get them out, you know, trying something new. And we have got a river in Preston. I'm not sure how rowable it is, but, you know, definitely something for the future there. Maybe that could be something I have one eye on after completing my sporting career.
For those who aren't familiar with the ergo, almost hellish routine that you have to put yourself through, can you just describe that?
I mean, it's a concept to a rowing machine. I mean, I'm sure you've all seen them in your local gyms, whether you've probably had a glance over it and thought, no, I'm not going to bother with that thing, or you've sat on it for a couple of minutes and gone, this is really hard work. I mean, we spend a lot of time on that machine, and Jürgen, our head coach, calls it the grey machine, and he loves seeing how much we all kind of fear that machine and loathe spending so many hours of our day on it, just monotonously grinding out, pulling kind of close to 300 watts and really having to sell our souls and trick ourselves into sitting on it for such an extended period of time. It's not a very nice place to be, but it gets you fit, and that means you can win medals, so that's always good.
And just to explain, so you've got rows and rows of these rowers that you would find in local gyms, pushed up to 10 resistance or the maximum, and you just have to row for as long as you can. Is that the concept?
I mean,
is it the first one to stop loses, essentially? Nobody wants to be that person.
It's not quite as gung-ho as that. We will normally have a set training distance, so a coach will say, right, today it's a 20-kilometre ergo, and obviously, everyone's looking over at each other's screens and seeing who's pulling a slightly faster split, and it can get competitive there. But, you know, most of the time, everyone appreciates how tough it is, and they're not trying to kind of screw each other all the time, because we'd all just end up in pieces if we were racing every single minute of every single day, because we do far too much training to be flat out all the time. You just wouldn't last. So there's definitely a respect between people, kind of not to get too carried away, but I'm not saying on occasions it doesn't happen that people kind of want to pull a bigger score than somebody else.